Om Shanti, good morning. Today's blessing is January 18th, 2019. May you be an image that grants blessings and does service by incarnating as an incarnation from up above. Just as the Father comes down here from the subtle region to do service, in the same way you too have come down from the subtle region to do service. When you do service with this experience, you will always remain detached and beloved by the world, the same as the Father. To come down here from up above means to do service, having come down as an incarnation. Everyone wants an incarnation to come and take them with him. So you are the true incarnations who will take everyone to the land of liberation. When you serve while considering yourself to be an incarnation, you will become an image that grants blessings, and the desires of many will be fulfilled. So in today's Murli, Baba is giving us a lot of questions for checking and changing. Baba is asking if we have become soul conscious, how many defects we still have within us, if we have become refined or not. He's asking, have we become full of all virtues? And if not, which virtue is missing? Baba's saying, don't hide anything, because Baba is the surgeon. And if we continue to speak to him about our defects, then he will continue to explain to us. So very, very lovely Murli, and lots of good thoughts for self-reflection. And just to take up a few thoughts before we get on to the blessing. So this is another very nice thought in which Baba is saying that on seeing a soul, it can be seen that that soul is missing a virtue. So then you have to sit and give a current so that the illness is removed from that one. And so once I remember Dadi, one of the Dadis, I don't know which one, but she mentioned that she could not sleep at night and she was tossing and turning. So she sat up and started remembering Baba with a lot of love. And then on the other side, Baba could not sleep. And then when Baba was asked why he couldn't sleep, Baba replied, because I'm giving this bachi, this child, some current. Right, which means like current, power, electricity. So he was feeling the pull of the child and sending her a lot of light and might. So Baba's really asking us to check, like, are we giving others like good wishes, pure feelings? And do we see that we are the master bestowers and giving good vibrations when we see somebody's defects? Or is it that we get annoyed? Or is it that we don't like it? We get frustrated? So I think that's also a very nice high stage to aspire to, that really when we see somebody who has a weakness, then we should feel sorry for them. Not in a pitiful way, but in a merciful, compassionate way, which means that we really wish them well. We really hope that they come out of that. And that's what Baba is also saying in the Murli. Oh, I wonder when this soul will become free from that, because the weakness is harassing the soul. So really lovely stage to aspire to. So Baba is also asking us to check how soul conscious we are and how free we have become from the illness of body consciousness. And it's so true that the sickness of body consciousness is so severe. And in fact, it's been our downfall from the Copper Age onwards, whereby you can say divine eyesight started to fail us and we started looking through these two eyes. And that's when we start becoming conscious of the body and what others have and what we don't have. And this is also portrayed in the Bible with Adam and Eve wearing the fig leaf, because before that they were quite unconscious of what they looked like, but suddenly they start becoming more conscious. which is body conscious. So yeah, that's really an ongoing practice, I think, of just checking, like, how body conscious am I? How much soul conscious am I? Then Baba said something else that's very nice. Because of being heavy, you have to work hard. By being light, you need to make less effort. And recently I got this story, and the story is that a sage called his bhagats, his devotees, and he told them that they have to travel 50 kilometers from here. So he gave one of the devotees a sack full of things and said that whoever you see worthy, give them something from this sack. And to the other devotee, he gave them a empty sack and told him, whatever you see that you like, then you can put this in the sack. And so both set out. And of course, the one whose sack was full, he was of course walking slowly, while the other one was walking faster. But then he saw a gold brick. So he put that in the bag. And after a few more, you know, kilometers, he saw another brick and another brick. So his sack started to get full. On the other hand, the other person was asked to, you know, give away things. So then as he came across worthy people, he started to give away his gifts. And slowly his sack began to become empty. And so his goal to get to his destination became easier and easier as the sack became emptier and emptier. Whereas for the other one, of course, it was getting more and more difficult. So the moral of the story, we need to ask ourselves, how much have we given away in life and how much have we accumulated? And what have we accumulated? Of course, if it's spiritual things, that's going to make us very light. But if it's not, it's going to make us very heavy. And so Baba's saying today in the blessing that we need to become incarnations and come down just like Father Brahma from the subtle region. So this is the thing, isn't it, about the yogi. The yogi is the one who's always living up there. The yogi is the one who comes down from up above. And so Baba is saying, come down and play your part here. And of course, that starts at night. It's not just in the morning you suddenly wake up and expect to have these thoughts. So at night, when we go to sleep, then that's when we have to have Baba's remembrance. So in fact, they say this is a good thing, even in the Lokic world. Like whatever you feed your subconscious with, then those are the thoughts that you wake up with. So as we sleep with Baba, just have a chat with him, just put out your day to him, you know, what are the things that went right, and just have a very sweet, loving conversation with Baba, so that when you wake up in the morning, it's again the first thought, which is Baba. And Jagdish Bhai mentions in his class this story about a young tailor. And so this young tailor, it was one of those days where obviously he's living in a small hut or a small house with his mom. So there's a young tailor who went to sleep, and whilst he was sleeping, he started tearing his sheet that was covering him. So his mom saw this and asked, "Child, what are you doing?" So he kind of replied half in his sleep, half awake, and he said, "Mom, how many times have I told you?" He said, "I'm doing my work, can't you see?" So he still thinks he's standing in the shop and he's cutting his fabric and he's doing his tailoring. And then after a few minutes, his mom asks him, "So what would you like to eat?" And he replies, 2 meters. Instead of 2 chapatis, he replies, 2 meters. So the point is, you know, what is going on in our consciousness all day? And that's what's going to go on in our consciousness at night. And isn't this the case that, yes, whether somebody is a tailor or clothes designer, you know, they will always be looking at different people's clothes all day. What is the fabric? How much did it cost? Who designed it, etc.? If someone is a carpenter, he or she looks at the furniture all day and says, "Oh, I wonder what, you know, wood was used here. and what the lacquer is. If someone is dieting, then what do they see? They only notice the slim people, and obviously often feel envious of the slim people. And when they see obese people, then they start to feel better because they think, oh, I'm not as fat as that. So really, whatever's going on in our consciousness all day, then that's what reverberates in our thoughts all day as well. So that's what we're thinking about, dreaming about. And so as yogis, what should be reverberating in our minds? And that's Baba, the knowledge, Madhuban, the Yajna, Golden Age. These are the thoughts. If we're living in that world, then in a way we're liberated from the rest of the world. And so that's what Baba's saying, right? That really try to keep yourself up there. Like, try not to come down here, because it's a trap. I can't give my attention to two things at one time. It's just practically impossible. So if I'm thinking of Bab, then surely, yes, my intellect will not be attracted to things of the world. And it is a question of focus and attention, because whatever we give our focus and attention to, then that's what we put energy to. So obviously, as we focus more on Baba, Baba becomes my world. If I focus on the world, then Baba becomes less of my focus. So here's a nice Sufi tale to explain to us who is free and who is the master. So one day there was a Sheikh Farid, and he was a Sufi saint. So he was sitting with his followers when a man passed by dragging a reluctant cow behind him. So Farid asked his followers, "Who do you think is tied to whom?" And his followers answered that obviously the cow was tied to the man. And Farid asked, no, who's master? And so everyone laughed at this absurd question and replied, of course the man is undoubtedly the master of the cow. So Farid once again questions, what will happen if we break the rope? And then his followers answered, well, in that case the cow will run away. And Farid asked, and the man, he will? They replied, run behind the cow. So Farid said, see, who is controlling who? So Baba said, today always remain detached and be loved by the world, the same as the Father. And again, this is so true, that when we are detached, only then can we be loving, and also we will be loved. Because it's like chasing after something and it's like a mirage. But as soon as you step away from it, as soon as you detach from it, as soon as you let go, that's when it actually comes back to you. So this is a big life lesson, actually, that if you really want something, then you really have to let it go. Only then does it come back to you. And many people have this question around the world, that how to detach. So it's all about emotional detachment, actually. It's not literally about leaving your home and family and running away. And if you look at the example of the lotus that we give, then the lotus is pretty much rooted in that muddy water. The lotus is not picked from the muddy water. It's there. It's still living in its surroundings. And yet, it's above it and it's beautiful, and it continues to, you know, show its own beauty despite the mud in the water. And so this is really a beautiful example of spirituality, that we live in the world, but we need to become emotionally free from it. So actually, when I use the word detachment, I don't just say detachment. I often say emotional detachment, because otherwise people won't understand it so well. So we need to learn to become emotionally detached, emotionally free from what is happening. And for this, it's so important from time to time to practice going beyond it all and really practicing the avyak stage. And as Baba was saying, that in order to become subtle and spiritual and non-worldly or angelic, then we really need to put our mind up there. It's like coming down from up there. And it's not just a state of mind for 5 minutes, you know, while we are having traffic control or something, but it really is a way of life, stepping into the avyakt consciousness. In fact, right now, just step into that avyakt consciousness where really you are not part of this world. We should really feel like guests in this world. You know, there's that beautiful story of the American who comes to visit the sage, and he comes to his house, and his house is so empty with hardly anything in the house. So the American thinks he's moving or something. So the American asks, excuse me, sir, but you know, where are your belongings? And so the sage asks the American, well, where are your belongings? And he said, well, I've come from America and I'm just a guest here for a few weeks. And so the sage replies, well, I'm a guest in this world. So really, we need to really declutter our life. We need to simplify our life. Simplicity is royalty. To rush is worldly. To slow down is avyakt, is angelic. And to speak is also worldly. To come into silence, subtle silence, is avyakt. And to hold on is worldly. You know, we really should learn to let go of things. Otherwise, we're making it more difficult for ourselves really to become free at the end. So letting go means to become more avyakt. So it's about making this feeling of being beyond, going beyond, being avyakt, really a part of my daily life in everything. So any few moments you get to just go beyond and really learn to let go, let go, let go. And really that's when we can experience our angelic state. So wishing you all a very lovely 18th today. A very holy, powerful, silent, subtle 18th. And so let us now finish with a few moments of meditation and experience our avyakt stage. So once again, sit comfortably. And Baba said in the Murli today that the fire cannot burn the soul and the water cannot drown the soul. And so let us experience this eternity, immortality of the soul. I, the soul, have always lived and will always live on. I, the soul, come into this existence for a few moments in time. And my real home is the supreme abode. Baba said that our silence should become refined. Our stage should become refined. So right now, let us experience a very refined silence. A very sweet silence. And I'd like us to visualize that as I slowly fly up and away from the pull of this world, then I'm really shedding all traces of body consciousness. I'd like you to imagine that your body is like a puppet that you have taken on. And bit by bit, as you are flying up and away, you are shedding the puppet. And only the puppeteer is going up towards the supreme light. am a pure divine being. And as I come closer to the subtle regions, I begin to put on the costume of light. So it's this transition of letting go of the heavy and becoming light. And here in this world, in this subtle world, everything seems easy. Nothing is difficult. I can hear the cries of the devotees. Each one wanting something, love or peace or hope or courage, kindness. And so as a child of God, it's my duty to bestow upon others. I take the hand of Brahma Baba. I stand side by side to him. And we send out light together to the world. And in this way, Baba's teaching me how to have a big heart, big arms to embrace everyone and everything. And like the father, to become a parent of the world, a world carer, a world nurturer. So on this day, the day of love, the day of blessings, let me adopt something of Brahma Baba and really make that a part of my personality. Only then can I really celebrate the 18th in Avyat consciousness. In Baba's remembrance, Om Shanti.